Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
大家好，我是 Nicole.
And I'm Matt. Welcome back to CantoneseClass101.com. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson Number 17.
Okay, Matt, what are we looking at today?
In this lesson, we're going to be learning how to bargain.
That's very important. This conversation takes place in a women's street in Hong Kong.
Now, this is between a customer and a shopkeeper.
They're speaking casual Cantonese as always.
So is it really that easy, Nicole?
What easy?
You just say, too expensive, and the shopkeeper will cut the price in half?
Pretty much. Just remember to make the face when you're saying, 太贵啦.
What face is that?
The I know the market and it's so overpriced face.
Okay, so while our listeners are thinking about that face, let's move on to our dialogue.
This is 几钱?
100元.
太贵啦.
50.
One more time, a bit slower. One more time, a bit slower.
这个几钱?
100元.
太贵啦.
50.
And now, with the English translation.
这个几钱?
How much is this?
100.
100.
太贵啦.
Too expensive.
50.
50. So while our listener is thinking about this face, let's take a look at our vocabulary.
Okay.
And now, the vocab section.
几钱?
How much?
几钱? 几钱? 蚊.
This is the word for Hong Kong dollars.
蚊. 蚊. 贵.
Expensive.
贵. 贵. 平.
Cheap.
平. 平. 买.
To buy.
买. 买. 卖.
To sell.
卖. 卖. 讲价.
To bargain.
讲价. 讲价. 太.
Too.
太. 太.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of these words and phrases from this lesson.
Alright, the first phrase is 几钱?
How much?
几钱?
How much? Now, this is not a new word, actually. If we break it down, the first sound is
几.
For how many?
几. As we learn the word 几时, when, and 几好, pretty good. It's the same 几.
That's right. Now, the second sound is
钱.
That's the word for money.
钱. So together, it's 几钱?
How much? How much?
When talking about money, we need to know how to say 蚊.
This is the major word for Hong Kong dollars.
蚊. For instance, 一蚊.
That's one Hong Kong dollar.
两蚊.
That's two HKD or Hong Kong dollars.
一百蚊.
100 HKD.
五十蚊.
50 HKD. That's the final price in the dialogue. The girl here knows how to bargain. Now, how do we say bargain?
讲价.
To bargain.
讲价.
So can we ask, can I bargain?
Sure. 可不可以讲价? So in this phrase, in this sentence, we first say 可不可以, which means can I, and then you add 讲价. So together it's 可不可以讲价?
Can I bargain?
可唔可以讲价?
But you have to say it like you know that you can.
You often hear the sales girl says, 唔好讲价啦。
Which means, please don't bargain.
唔好讲价啦。
Please don't bargain. Now this sounds familiar. If we break that down, the first part is,
唔好。
Don't.
As in, 唔好意思。
For excuse me.
And then, 讲价。
Which is to bargain.
唔好讲价啦。
Please don't bargain.
But don't listen to her. Just keep saying, 太贵啦，太贵啦。
Can you say that phrase again with a little bit more attitude, Nicole?
太贵啦，太贵啦，太贵啦。
You got to make sure you use the attitude. That way you'll get the best price. And this means that's way too expensive.
Yeah, let's break that down. The first sound is 太.
Which means two.
太.
Two.
Followed by 贵.
Expensive.
贵.
Expensive.
And then last but not least, 啦.
Now this is just a sound. 啦.
太贵啦.
Too expensive. We want it cheaper.
平啲啦.
Cheaper 啦.
平啲啦.
Cheaper 啦. The first sound is
平.
Which is the word for cheap.
平.
Cheap.
Followed by 啲.
Now, this is just the suffix er.
Yeah, this one's easy. It sounds exactly like the English letter D.
So cheaper is
平啲.
All right. This is a pair of our important bargaining vocabulary. Expensive.
贵.
And cheap.
平.
Can you get it cheaper?
可唔可以平啲?
Or we can use the magic word.
唔该,可唔可以平啲?
Please, can I get it cheaper?
Or 唔该,平啲啦。
Cheaper, please.
Or even better, 靚女,唔该,平啲啦。
Ah, yes, trying to get her with flattery. Pretty girl, can I get it cheaper, please?
That usually works out pretty well.
And how do we say to buy or to sell?
My and my.
Those are pretty close, to buy and to sell. Make sure you watch the tones.
Buy, to buy is my. It's a low raising tone. It starts from the low level and rises to the middle. And the other word, to sell, is my. It's a mid-flat tone.
Let's hear them both again for comparison.
My.
To buy.
My.
To sell.
My, my.
Buy and sell.
And if you put them together to make a word, my, my means to trade or trading.
All right, that makes sense.
It's grammar time.
Okay, I think we've had enough vocabulary. Let's move on to the grammar section.
Okay.
The main focus of this lesson is how to say too, as in too much.
太.
Too.
太.
This is too, as in too much or excessive.
太好了.
This means great. Now to make this sentence, we say 太, then our adjective, then 啦.
That's right. 太, adjective, 啦.
Like too expensive.
太贵了.
Too expensive.
太贵了.
How about I'm too tired?
我太贵了.
Pretty close. Too tired.
太贵了.
Make sure you pay attention to the tones there. What about that's great?
太好了.
That literally means too good.
太好了.
So this is really simple sentence structure.
That's right.
One thing to note is that in all the examples that we're giving you,
太贵了,太好了,太贵了,
there isn't any subject, so it has to be clear what you're talking about.
That's right.
If you want to be a bit more specific, you can say, this is too expensive.
那个太贵了.
Or, that is too expensive.
那个太贵了.
Or, I'm too tired.
我太贵了.
So as an easy grammar point, just remember, first you say 太, then your adjective.
贵, 贵, or 好.
Then you add on the 啦.
Right, remember this la is important. It gives you all the attitude.
And the attitude is what gives you cheaper stuff. So make sure you don't forget it.
That's right. And that's our lesson for today.
But before we go, premium members, don't forget to subscribe to the premium feed.
One of our most powerful Web 2.0 features to date.
And the premium feed gives you the power to easily and effortlessly get all of the content.
Audio files, PDFs, videos, get everything we have.
Everything with just a click of the button. And you can get it through iTunes.
Not a premium member and want to test it out?
Get the sample feed at CantoneseClass101.com.
That's very easy. So I'm Nicole.
And I'm Matt.
See you next time.
这个几钱？
100蚊。
太贵了。
50。